Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Welcome back to another Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Starrs here on Light Speed Times 2, a show that I do every week at this time, Monday, which I guess it'd be 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock my time. I'm out in the mountain and then about noon out there in Pacific. In Hawaii, I don't know. You figure it out. But anyhow, it's good to be back with you. I'm glad to have you along for the show today, for helping the network, RBN. I am a volunteer here. I just help out because I want to keep the network going. I'm so glad. It's a privilege. It's an honor to be able to talk to you great people. And I know you're very involved with what's going on. You're very attuned. We've had some great guests on here. We had my friend Popeye a week ago on the Intel Report, National Intel Report, sitting in for Steve Elkins, who is back. And thank God for that. We appreciate him. A really great guy, a good friend of mine. We've known each other for a while, and so many other people here at the network that I really appreciate over the years that we've been doing things off and on here at RBN. And so I'm glad to be back, and I look forward to this show. I look forward to Monday, believe it or not. Maybe you don't, but I do, because I get a chance to talk to you folks about the great things going on. Terrible things, really. I mean, they're great in size and not so hot in value, right? That's about the size of it all. But anyhow, this is the show, Lightspeed Times 2. I am Steve Starrs. Glad to be back. Okay, there's some important ugly news out there we're going to have to cover, I think, pretty quickly. One of the things that you may have seen, and I'm going to go to that story real quick here, is apparently, what has happened has been that let me see if I get it up right here. I had it right a minute ago. There was an explosion of an ammo dump of depleted uranium shells in that took place in the, apparently in Russia, or actually in Ukraine. It was Ukraine. Let me get the exact border. Oh, here we go. Okay. Here it is. Russian forces launched an air and missile raid in West Ukraine over the weekend, striking an ammunition depot that caused a gargantuan explosion at the site. The depot reportedly contained a stockpile of recently delivered British depleted uranium tank shells, which were also destroyed in the explosion, sending radioactive particles into the atmosphere in the, how do you pronounce this, Kamenskivsky region, I guess it is, over there in Ukraine. There's pictures of it. Yeah, it's quite an explosion. You can see it. It's up there. Gamma radiation spikes are detected in the region, sparking panic or cancer and fears. Of course, they had Chernobyl there many years ago. They know about these things. And wasn't it stupid to stockpile that stuff right there in Ukraine? Because they were planning to use it on Russia and then let Russia hit it the way they did. Of course, the Ukrainian people are always the ones that are suffering because of these bad governments, this coup d'etat that took over there in 2014-15 during the Maiden and Orange Revolution, sponsored by Soros. And now we've had a revolt and a coup d'etat in the United States as well, and these people continue to make it miserable on all the people who put up with this nonsense. And I feel sorry for a lot of the Ukrainian people, because I don't see them all on board with what's going on. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of them that have been very much against it. I've talked about this before, that I think it was in 2015-16, right in that era, when they were threatening more agitation on the Donbass region, and the women got together, the mothers and the wives and girlfriends, I suppose, of young men who were apt to be conscripted into the Ukrainian army, and they had a big bonfire where they burned their draft cards. They said, "We're not going along with this. You idiots in government cannot rely on us." And so a lot of the Ukrainian people have never been on board with what's going on here, friends. But again, they're in the middle. They're caught in this awful situation of the superpowers playing these games back and forth. I don't know if you saw Putin's speech on Victory Day, I guess it was May 9th, where he talked to a lot of people in the Kremlin, and he talked about how all the wars that they've been through in the years and honored all those people, even giving paying homage, as he said, to the United States and Great Britain and China for fighting with Russia against fascism. And he says fascism is back, and that's what it is. It's fascism in Ukraine, and that's what they're doing. And now the people are suffering the most there in Ukraine because of another disaster here. Who would have thought, right? They're going to pile up all this depleted uranium in one location, and the Russians are just going to take it all out with one big bomb. That's apparently what happened. Okay, you saw that. Maybe you've seen the explosion, Ukrainian uranium nuclear explosion. You can see it on the video up there. It's been posted already on YouTube, believe it or not. Footage captured by local media shows the scale of this massive explosion. Some sources with a high degree of certainty report that the recent Russian strike on a military target in Kamensky, I guess it's how it's pronounced, a very large stockpile of depleted uranium ammunition officially supplied to Ukraine by Great Britain and officially by other Western actors, right? You can see the pictures. It's quite obvious. A clear spike in gamma radiation was detected on about May 12th, with emissions continuing to rise following the day after and remaining at the elevated level thereafter. So I don't know why anybody would, and of course they have graphs and things like that also posted, up on Twitter. You know, you can see the actual spikes and measurements that they've reported in there. This is the kind of stuff, you know, that depleted uranium munitions should be banned. We heard this recently from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. earlier this month, blasted Britain for sending depleted uranium shells to Ukraine, calling it a reckless escalation in the West proxy war with Russia. Okay, so, you know, that was from RFK Jr. We could talk a little bit about him. I'm not going to say I'm a supporter or endorser of RFK Jr., but I think he's doing a tremendous amount of good right now for a lot of things. And yes, he has run into a lot of people who are, you know, attacking him for one reason or another. Dr. Shiva, if you might know about this guy, is kind of still upset about what happened when Kennedy endorsed his nephew, I think it was Robbie, for Senate. And as a result, you know, Shiva lost the race. I think he's got a bit of a personal problem, I think, myself. But we have to look at COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO is a program designed to create a division among protesters and citizen groups who were petitioning and working towards making changes in the government. It's been there for a long, long time. And I've seen a lot of these people who seem to be telling us something very special, you know, about what they think about all the insiders and giving you all the latest gossip. And they're always talking about, you know, so-and-so is actually a plant. This person actually works for the CIA. And you know, and sometimes they may be correct, actually. I think it's very true, you know, that they are actually deep state plants in many cases. Maybe Elon Musk is one of them, right? After we've seen what's happened with Twitter. But we do know there are Twitter is now getting a lot more information out than it was before. I don't know what's going to happen with all that. We'll wait and see. But the bottom line is I just judge a tree by its fruit, friends. You know, very simple. I mean, if they're doing something that's positive, that's good. If they turn around and do a flip-flop on it and go bad on it, that's bad, you know. I have not said that I hate Trump. I actually have been very supportive of him for many years, but he's made a lot of very bad decisions, and I pointed him out from the very beginning. You know, there have been a lot of bad decisions, and one of the reasons why we're in this mess is because Trump really lacked the skill set of law enforcement and couldn't really resolve these problems like he should have from the very beginning. One of which was allowing Fauci to continue to operate because he had no background or understanding, apparently, of how dangerous Fauci actually is. I was going to get into that discussion a little bit about, you probably don't realize one of the things that Fauci has done that you're not even aware of that's endangering you. It's not COVID. It's not the jab, because if you were smart enough or awake enough to listen to that, or you weren't coerced by your job or your military career or some other group of people who insisted on you taking this dangerous mRNA worthless vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's just a jab. It doesn't protect you from getting infected. It doesn't protect you from spreading the infection. And as we see now, it doesn't have any effect on changing the outcome of COVID. As a matter of fact, it leaves you with a lot of bad, bad, bad long after effects. We've seen that. So point is simply this. Okay. RFK Jr. has been very vocal about a lot of these things, and I think he's been very vocal up to this point about the problem with the war in Ukraine, which doesn't fit the Biden agenda, does it? He's also said that he's come out against what's happening with the border. Now, he is running as a Democrat, And I don't want to look at the big picture way on down the road. 2024 is still a long ways away. I mean, we got to think about what's happening right now. But the point is, he's going to be a spoiler. He's going to do a lot more damage to the Democratic Party than Bernie Sanders ever did if they don't wake up and get along. And he's trying to fix the party, but I don't think it's going to be fixed. I don't think the Republicans can be fixed either, to be really honest with you. I think there's just too much, side-selling us out everywhere it's been. And there's no way. I mean, you have to go back to being honest about things like 9/11, which I'll get into a little bit later. We'll talk maybe about that, why we're not actually looking at what's happened in our history and demanding accountability for it. That's one of the reasons why we're in all this trouble. But getting back to this whole point about the depleted uranium, even RFK Jr. has said, in another reckless escalation, Britain has confirmed delivery of depleted uranium munitions to Ukraine. DU munitions should be banned. They partially vaporize on impact, poisoning the environment with uranium dust that causes cancer and horrific birth defects. Now, I'm going to get back to cancer, okay? Did you know that probably a big, well, the real plague that's hitting the world today, especially in the, what you might call the civilized or the modern first world, is cancer. It's been the big plague for many, many years. And you probably know somebody who's died of it. I know people, I've had relatives that have died of it. We've had a lot of problems with cancer over the years, and it's growing in numbers. It used to be one out of maybe 100 people, and then it's one out of 50, one out of 25, one out of 10. Now it's about one out of three people will encounter cancer, friends. And it's probably going to be one out of two very quickly. Why is this happening? Okay, well, there's a lot of reasons. Now, as you know, I have been talking about HIV/AIDS for many years, and I've also been talking about Fauci. What you're not aware of is that Fauci is blocking groundbreaking research into cancer. He's been doing that all this time. While he's selling you germ scares, while he's creating these viral hypotheses about cancer or various other things, even HPV, Gardasil, remember that? He creates a lot of germ scares, and then at the same time, he blocks everything that is progressing with cancer research. And I could get into great detail with that, and I probably will maybe in the next segment or answer some questions if somebody wants to call in and talk about it. But cancer, the virus cancer program failed, friends. It was started by Nixon many years ago. And I'll give you a quick breakdown on that. A fellow by the name of Dr. Peter Duesberg was one of the people who actually helped initiate the cancer virus program with his discovery of cancer genetics. Actually, what he discovered wasn't a virus that caused cancer. It was the genes that caused it, which we call now oncogenes. You've heard about that, oncogenetics. Okay, what had happened was there was a strange case. There was one case where a virus did correlate with cancer. It was the Rouse chicken virus. There was, you know, like chickens that you would grow in a chicken bin, you know, regular chickens. They were domestic animals in terms of they weren't wild animals, nor were they human beings. OK, but they found a situation where this virus deposited a late gene in the genome. Now, they have been working on an old idea called aneuploidy. And it basically is about studying the genetics of cancer cells, and what we're seeing here in this case is an extended number. Rather than having the normal number of genes, these have upwards of 75. Okay, so there are additional genes that have been attached to the cells. That's what's causing a lot of these cancers in this theory. Well, Peter Duesberg looked at this, and he said, well, we definitely see what's caused the cancer here, you know, pertaining to this one freak incident with this virus, this Rouse chicken virus that caused this cancer by causing the cells to adapt these additional genes. That was what he put together and came out with. But that idea that viruses were causing cancer spread very quickly because this is what launched that big program. Years later, Peter Duesberg came out in 1987 in a what is called Cancer Research Magazine. He was invited to write a paper on that, and he said, I don't think viruses are the cause of cancer at all. These things are being caused by genes, oncogenes. What we need to find are the reasons why these genes are reacting with these cells rather than viruses. Man, that set off a whirlwind of dispute. At the same time, he disputed the HIV/AIDS hypothesis as well. Okay, so Fauci began to put incredible pressure on silencing this kind of information way back then. Dave Raznick, some of you know him. I know him very well. As a matter of fact, I know Peter, too. I've interviewed him several times. We have talked about all these different kinds of things in terms of research in genetics, oncogenetics, that are important in cancer that have been blocked by Fauci. It's what's happened here. Okay, so now when you talk about things like depleted uranium, you talk about all kinds of PCBs, all different kinds of other substances in our environment out there, you can see one of the reasons why we may be seeing this huge real plague. The real plague is cancer. That is what Fauci has done everything he can to do to stop us from discovering and finishing and making real, real serious progress. Yes, they've made a little progress in cancer over the years, but not much, not as much as they should have. So that's what I'm going to be talking about a little bit, maybe, and we'll follow up with that if you have questions. I don't have all the answers. I'm not a super biologist. I don't have a PhD. I just interview some of the greatest people that are out there who are on top of this. And these people know what they're talking about. They're not like Fauci. They do the real science. And so this whole concept, which has been around for a long time, has been completely ignored by the medical industrial complex in terms of development. Is it going to have all the answers? No, but it may lead to more. It may have a lot of them, and it may lead to more and to more sufficient and real development in the area of cancer research. Okay. So we're all aware of these things. And if you want to change things, you have to be on the right track. You can't just chase some mythical cause for thousands of years and spend trillions of dollars. I mean, you think the cancer has probably cost the human race at least $2 to $3 trillion. How many lives, how much development, how many people have lost their lives to cancer? That is the real plague. It's not COVID. You know, it's not HIV. It's not HPV, which is supposed to be a virus that causes herpes papillomavirus that was supposed to be the cause of cervical cancer. And they're actually vaccinating little boys with a vaccine to prevent HPV. Little boys, they don't have cervixes. They never will. And they're giving it to children. And they're telling people this is good for them. And the results have been horrific. RFK Jr. has been on top of that, too. Gardasil, all these other things that have come out have been denounced and identified and problematic and dangerous and creepy, you know. I mean, creepy is not even a nice word. It's an ugly, ugly situation, friends. So, you know, when we're talking about these kinds of things, we're talking about making real progress. We've got to stop these criminals. We've got to stop these criminals. You can't let them parade around. You can't let them take over the government like Trump did. And you can't let them have their way. You need to be holding these people accountable to real science and the real numbers, because they are mass murdering millions of people. And you can't allow that. So I've been critical of people like that. I think RFK Jr., who was on vaccine advisory board for Donald Trump, was telling him and warning him. We know Scott Atlas was quite aware of what was going on. He's with the Hoover Institution. We've had a lot of our good people there in the Hoover Institution weighing the balances between a lot of these things, in particular HIV and some of the other problems and all the other hoopla and dangerous lies and diversions that Fauci's been bringing out for many years. So people should have been prepared for getting rid of these folks, especially with the collapse of Obamacare. You know, even their website didn't work. The whole thing was a disaster. The states and the insurance companies had to just rework it. Is Obamacare still around? Yeah, a form of it. But it had to hack it up into pieces to get anything at all to work with it. And it's still not working well, especially after they fired all these great people out there who are working on the jobs, losing their positions. Why? Because they took a stand against the vaccine, the jab, the poison. Stay with us. Be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
On a birthday cake next year. Thought by now she'd have a man, two car seats and a minivan, but it still ain't here.
Still ain't here. Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Starrs here on Lightspeed RBN on every Monday, and glad to be back with you again. During the break, I looked up Dave Rasnick's website, and you should visit if you want to know more about cancer emphysema, parasites, drug design, clinical diagnostics, all these things that he's worked on, arthritis, chromosomal imbalance, that's aneuploidy, theory of cancer, the most comprehensive, productive, and satisfying explanation of cancer, of all cancers, that is. If you want to look into that, David Rasnick, okay, I'm going to spell it out for you. He is a PhD. He is a chemist. He's not a biologist. But, you know, you get down to this level, you know, when you're working with things like chromosomes and DNA, you're talking about chemistry. I mean, a lot of it, a big part of it's chemistry, a big important part of it is. And so he does work with a lot of PhDs in virology, microbiology, doctors. We've had a tremendous number of really good physicians and people like that join our group over a period of time. Dave was actually the head of our Rethinking AIDS group for a little while. He is still around. He's working pretty closely with RFK Jr. He's doing some great things. But you can visit his website at David Rasnick, okay, DavidRasnick.com. DavidRasnick.com. I'll spell it out again if you need it. I'd go there. You can find a lot of information just on the front page. He's really upgraded his website quite a bit. You know, he's had some great things. He has some information. He's been on a lot of these conference calls with RFK Jr. and so many others. He went all the way out to South Africa to intervene at that time to stop the Durban Declaration. And they actually saved millions of lives, possibly, I don't know, by convincing the president at that time, Thabo Mbeki, not to employ the drug use of AZT and all these other pharmaceuticals that Bill Gates and his people were coming into to basically destroy the population there. So we've had a lot of great things. He's in a controversial HIV film that was up not too long ago. He's been around for quite a few years. I've known him. He's been a real good friend of mine. He came and we spoke to us in Denver. We hung out together, you know, had chili fries and beers, you know. So he's a good guy. The neat thing about Raz is, you know, he's a real person, but he's also brilliant in the area of what he's been doing, designing chemicals and things that were he intended to use for AIDS, but then found out, hey, there's something really wrong with all this. You know, all the stuff I'm creating here isn't going to work because the viral theory is bankrupt. Bankrupt science, friends. So David Raznick, once again, D-A-V-I-D. That's David. Okay, his last name is real simple. R-A-S-N-I-C-K. R-A-S-N-I-C-K.com. David Raznick. .com. Visit the site, take a look at it. You can get some of his books, his information, but more than anything, just follow him. You know, he's got a lot of great stuff up there. Celia Farber, as you know, Greg Reese are both doing some great things together with him, working on him. He's been involved with helping so many people around the world. I have been trying to get him on. Some of you know who he is. I've had people say, you know Dave Raznick? Yes, I do. Well, get him on. You know, Dave's busy. I'll tell you, sometimes you call him and you can get him at a moment's notice, and sometimes you call him and you don't hear from him at all for another 2 weeks or a long time because he's gone somewhere and he's busy doing something. But I'll try to get him on sometime here. You know, I want to give him a really good chance to talk to you folks. And he will take time. That's what I like about him. Great guy. David Raznick, RASNICK.com. You can visit the website. Now, a shameless plug. I'm going to give you one. You can visit my Substack. I have one now. SteveStars.substack.com. You know, I've got a Substack up there, and you will be able to see, if you want to see my film, HIV equals AIDS Factor Fraud, that I put out in 96. It's had millions of views. It was blocked by the media. We exposed Fauci. As a matter of fact, I should have done more of exposing Fauci. You will see him in toward the end of the film where he's pressuring the media to keep from exposing what's going on. He's actually pressuring ABC News at that point. You can see that right very plainly what he's up to. You can see it on my front page. Just scroll down. You'll see Dr. Peter Duisberg in the window there. HIV equals AIDS factor fraud. Take a look at it. It's all free. You don't have to pay anything. Everything I'm giving you is free. Freely I receive and freely I give, friends. You know, actually it does cost me money to do things like this. And someday down the road, I'm going to be rewarded, I think. But for the time being right now, it's more important that we get the information out to everybody we can. So if you want to go to my Substack, and by the way, if you want to subscribe, it doesn't cost you anything. I'm not taking paid subscribers unless they want to donate. That's cool, too. I won't turn you down. I'll pray for you, and you will be blessed, I believe. But if you want to donate, you can. If not, just subscribe anyway. It's free. And you can also comment. You can comment. What I really like people to do is give me some likes. You know what I mean? Just put some likes on there so that, you know, the information I'm putting up there now will get out. I've got some great stuff that I'm going to try to put out more of, but I don't have it all up and running yet. It's getting there, though. Stay with it. All right, I think another break coming up. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey, welcome back. Lightspeed, ladies and gentlemen, on a Monday, and today is the 15th. I hope you had a happy, wonderful Mother's Day. Mothers, well, you know, there's been some great ones and some that not so good and some that are bad, but we have some wonderful ladies out there who have taken care of children, and I just think so much of them. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. I know the wife is, we got seven of them now, seven little grandchildren, you know, and three children, and I guess two of them are steps. One of them is mine. He's not getting very far very fast. He's 30 years old now, going on and working for a NASA contractor, you know, making a lot of money, but hasn't decided to have a family yet. He's got a dog that's out of control, a husky that's a wonderful dog, but you know how they are, right? They chew everything up. Anyway, happy Mother's Day to all of you. Belated, and I want to tell you how much we think of you. Really do appreciate it. You are the hand that rocks the cradle, that changes the world, ladies and gentlemen. It's been proven over and over and over. You look at the biblical kings in the books of Kings and Chronicles in the Bible, and you'll find that the kings who had godly mothers were good and did great things for the nation. The ones who had bad mothers, and bad fathers, too, by the way, they turned things upside down, and it all went crazy. I wonder what Joe Biden's mother was like, you know. Can you imagine this guy? I saw some stuff about him. You know, how could the Catholic Church even allow this guy to be a Catholic anymore? You know, see, there's a real problem there, isn't there? He should have been excommunicated. And there have been conservative Catholics calling for this, of course. He should have been excommunicated. So should Pelosi and a lot of these others. You know, they should have been thrown out. You know, this is what's wrong with this system, friends. You can't compromise. See what I'm saying? We can't compromise with these people and allow them to stay in these positions as we have allowed. Robert Mueller was a guy who was appointed head of the FBI just 7 days before 9/11. 7 days before 9/11, okay? Remember the whole anthrax thing? Remember all this? Now, they award him the opportunity to be a special investigator slash prosecutor to prosecute the president of the United States? Really? Really? Well, you know what happened when he and Giuliani got together, right, about 9/11? You know, Rudy walks in and says, "Hi, Bob." And he says, "Hey, well, hi, Rudy. How you doing?" He says, "Well, I'm okay. But, you know, Trump knows all about 9/11. So how are we going to avoid that? Because you and I are both dirty. They're both filthy dirty." I mean, that was Giuliani City. Okay. I mean, whether he knew or not, maybe he didn't. Plausible deniability is what they call it, I guess. I don't know. But Mueller certainly did. And they covered it up. All these people covered it up. Obama covered it up. A good source of information that I just heard about recently, I didn't know too much. He's a whistleblower, has come out recently, and I'll give you his website this time. It's globalfreedom.tv, globalfreedom.tv. It's Dr. Scott Bennett, okay? I heard him speak recently. You may want to go to some of his, go to his website and listen to some of these interviews that he's been doing. Okay, who is he? All right. In 2011, Scott Bennett, this 2LT, I don't know what that stands for. Scott Bennett was a U.S. Army Special Operations Officer and Psychological Warfare Analyst who worked in the highest levels of counterterrorism, intelligence, and politics in Washington, D.C. He had been awarded the Direct Military Commission by President of the United States and was a leading writer and thinker in the State Department's Counterterrorism Office, a U.S. Special Operations Command, U.S. Special Operations Command, and the George W. Bush administration. So he was in all these different locations there working as a top analyst, and he has a military background as well. Okay. After discovering and exposing massive corruption within the Obama White House and military contracts, he was unlawfully imprisoned on trumped-up charges by the Obama administration. Why? Well, in performance of his sworn military officer's oath, and this is one of those people who takes his oath very seriously, okay, that's my comment, in the performance of his sworn military officer's oath, Bennett had filed intelligence analysis reports exposing the illegal terrorist finance that was funded and money laundering and operations involving the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation, okay? We know about them, right? Look what happened there. Okay, the law firm Covington and Burling, the Department of Justice, and that would be Eric Holder, one of your favorite people, right? You know Eric. You love him. Yeah, right. Eric Holder, this guy's a criminal. Lanny Brewer, Loretta Lynch, of course, you heard her name, Kevin Downing, and also the Saudi Arabian Qatar connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, the U.S. Central Command, and the international defense contractor, Booz Allen Hamilton. Booz Allen Hamilton. Where have we heard that name before? Remember? Edward Snowden? Okay. So I heard some of his, some of the things that he has to say. You can also find that link on my Substack. If you want to go there, you can just click there. SteveStars.substack.com. There's a story up there. You can find the link, and it'll take you right directly to Global Freedom TV. I've been there, and it's got some great interviews with him. He's another outspoken person. You may have heard some of him, some of the things he said. Again, this is just information I'm passing out, friends. I'm not making any money on all this. You know, I'm just a guy that's trying to relay as much good and powerful, impacting information as I possibly can to you in these precious few minutes that we have to talk truth. So another good one. So many other things to talk about, of course. You know, I could get into a number of different subjects. And the key thing is you got to be watching out for COINTELPRO right now, because they're going to try to sow all kinds of discord. They've been using COINTELPRO all the time on Trump. You can see it. It's been going on from the very beginning at the highest levels with this filthy lying media. Can you imagine this? I mean, can you imagine being sued for defamation for it was $1.6 billion by Dominion against Fox News? And what did Rupert Murdoch do? He bent over and yielded all that. And that had a lot to do with Tucker Carlson leaving. He's leaving for a living. I mean, but the whole situation shows you that there's something very, very wrong with Rupert Murdoch. The man is stupid. S-T-U-P-I-D. I don't like to use that word. It's ugly, but it's true in this case. He is stupid, you know, for doing something like that. But you see, these companies don't care. Like Budweiser putting out the trans beer. You know what I mean? These companies don't care if they tarnish their reputations. It's not about their company or their money or their stockholders. It's about their cooperation with this globalist plan. And Rupert Murdoch's been in there with them all along. I mean, I saw it happen right after the election. I knew something was wrong. Have you ever seen the film Fraction Magic by Bev Harris? Go to blackboxvoting.org and watch that film, Fraction Magic. It'll show you how the Smartmatic software works. The very same stuff that has been used by Dominion. Well, not the very exact same stuff, but, you know, the ongoing growth and development of software from that by Dominion. Dominion is not a U.S. company. It's based out of Toronto, okay, Canada. And they have their main office here close to me in Denver. So these people are operating really illegally, and this is in violation of Executive Order 13848, issued by Trump on the 12th of September, 2018. If you want to look it up, it bars all kinds of international. See, remember, wasn't this what Mueller was all about? All kinds of international interference or manipulation or control or monitoring or tallying or software operations and things like that by any foreign country. So obviously we've got this country, this company operating out of Toronto that's manipulating our elections, friends, or in my opinion. Well, you could say manipulating, wouldn't you? I mean, how can it really, if they're adding up these tallies and you see these things that are out of probability taking place in the middle of the night, this is a classic sign. This is when elections are stolen, friends, have been over the years. So what's happening in Arizona? Carrie Lake is still fighting that fight over there. Look at what's going on at that place, because we do know that that was a situation where, you know, this would have been critical to stopping this border rush that's taking place right now. Biden should be impeached for what he has done on the border. That alone. Why isn't this happening? Well, we do know the Republicans are looking in the House Oversight Committee is looking at all this. We do know there are questions being raised, but I'm still asking the question, and I've said before, why haven't the Republicans pushed for impeachment? They should have all along. Why aren't they doing this? Call them up. You can call any of these people on the phone you like that are in the U.S. House or U.S. Senate, okay? They have to answer the phone. It doesn't matter whether you live in Tuscaloosa or wherever it is. You can call these people and you can ask them the question, the Republicans, why aren't you doing the right thing?
Well, you see, we're planning for strategy in 2024. Yeah, like the red wave. Yeah, it turned out to be the red Whipple, or like the stolen election in 2020 that you never dealt with. Like allowing this man, already guilty of high crimes, misdemeanors, treason, and bribery, much less Amendment 25, to steal an election, and you're not doing anything. These Republicans are shafting us, friends. Don't give a nickel to the Republican Party. Now, if you got a good candidate, support the Republican candidate, okay, if you can. And there are some good ones out there. There's still some good Republicans left. But the party is, I would give them hell, to be honest with you. And I have. I've called them up recently. Don't let them talk you out of telling you what you need to say to them, okay? All right, so that point is on, and we will continue to make that. I said I would do it beginning of Groundhog Day. last year I said I will give them until Groundhog Day, which was February 2nd, to start impeachment on Biden. They didn't do it. I said, okay, I'll give them until Valentine's Day. I said, after that, I'm going to dig on the Republicans for being negligent and treasonous to us, for not doing the right thing. Well, some of the Republicans might not vote for it. It might not pass. Well, I guess we know who the traitors were, wouldn't we? See, they don't want us to know who the traitors are. We want to know who they are right in the Republican Party. We know who they are. I think we ought to get after them. Call them up. Call them up and just ask them, why haven't you started an impeachment yet on Biden? The Democrats did it for no purpose at all, three times. Well, twice while Trump was in office.
once more, as you know, when they tried after he left. So the Republicans haven't even made one move that they should be doing right now. It's intolerable, in my opinion. Okay, it's just beyond belief. Now, you probably heard, and I have too, that we keep looking at wanting to change things at the top level of what's going on. And, you know, it may not happen that way, friends. I mean, it may not be the overall change, the paradigm shift that we're looking for, the Teutonic shift in momentum. We're going to have to get local. We're going to have to talk to your local sheriff. I think it's going to go kinetic if we don't watch out. We're going to have to stay with this, and that means that it's going to break down to county by county is where it's going to go. Because this government in Washington, D.C. has failed us completely. It's been an ongoing failure. It's so grossly obvious at this point. I don't know how we can possibly ever fix it without it taking it apart and actually reconstructing it. I'm not talking about a torches and pitchforks of fire. I'm talking about taking it apart, look at what went wrong, why it doesn't fit the Republic, why it doesn't fit the Constitution, why it's illegal. And we have to take probably the last 100 years of legislation, if not more, maybe longer, to go back and see what has taken place here and why it went wrong. So, yeah, that's going to be a mammoth task. In the meantime, friends, this is going to go kinetic, and it's going to happen on the local level. This is where it's headed. It's going to end up county by county, community by community, your neighborhood. You know what I mean? It's coming right down to that, because we have a herd of very, very dangerous criminals coming across that border. And these people are coming here with a plan. Some of them are just plain old thugs, but a lot of them are actually trained revolutionaries and insurgents and terrorists, friends. Biden has opened the gate for all these people. This needs to stop immediately. We need to get after it right away. So get on the phone. You know, I call my Republican representatives, it turns out our county swung this last election to a Democrat. This woman is an idiot. I don't even bother with a lot of the Democrats, but yet we could call them too. I have two senators that are Democrats and a governor. If you know anything about our governor in Colorado, the man is a complete perverted derelict. You know, really is. And we know what's happened in a lot of these states, like ours in particular. I don't believe the votes. I don't believe the numbers. I don't believe the lies. I don't believe the gaslighting. I don't think there's as many Democrats as a lot of people think there are. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just not seeing the facts. But there aren't that many stupid people, friends. I mean, there are people who are dumb, who lean toward the left, and maybe people who want to vote for Democrats. They're yellow dog Democrats. You know what I mean? If it's a yellow dog that's a Democrat, they'll vote for them. That's how stupid they really are. They don't hold their people to any kind of standard other than D. And look at this. Robert Kennedy is running for the Democratic nomination. Well, maybe, you know, he knows what's better for them. I think he should get out of the party and run independent myself. But, you know, he's going to stay after it. And people are right to criticize him for trying to work for that with that derelict and deviant party. But he's making a lot of shaking going on, and that's happening. So, but the key thing is the Democrats are really, they are defective, completely defective. Republicans are treasonous and backstabbers. Okay, look at Mike Pence. What a traitor. You know, he had every reason to do the right thing and didn't do it. You know, they actually staged the January, the so-called insurrection. They staged it in order to create a threat, a fear. We've just got to get this done because the people are so angry. You know, and it really wasn't that at all, as we know. You know, I'm surprised that conservatives have used this much restraint, to be really honest with you. I'm very surprised at it. But it's not going to last forever. And that's the thing I don't want to see. I hope we can turn things around and stand these people down like they did at the Bundy Ranch or places like that before it gets out of control. We have got to get a hold of this situation locally, and we got to do it fast. We're not going to be able to change things at the top anytime soon, and please don't bet on the next carnival show in 2024. Really, come on. Didn't you lose? How many times have we lost in this situation? It's been going on a long time. I think if you look at that film Fraction Magic at blackboxvoting.org, you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, the signs are very evident. You can just see about 15 things that are listed as to how elections are stolen, and I think about 14 of them were used in the 2020 election. And, you know, then you had people like Brian Kilmeade at Fox News, you know, pretending like this was just a Super Bowl, you know. Well, you know, maybe in 4 years and, you know, blah, blah, blah. They got rid of that guy, man. We had him on our station here in the Denver area, 1360 KHNC, where we had we were running Fox News. And man, I can't stand Brian Kilmeade. I can't stand Fox, any, to be honest with you. But I do like Maria Bartiromo. I like Laura Ingraham. Some of these people, Sean Hannity needs to wake up, and he needs to get on one side or the other. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's horrible. But, you know, Fox is in the toilet, in my opinion. They're just, they have trashed themselves, and they've gone the stupid way of Warren Buffett. Not Warren Buffett, but yeah, he's one of them too. But Rupert Murdoch, yeah, Rupert Murdoch. So we've had a lot of problems with these people, and we know, fittingly, that we have to do some.
Hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Green Tambourine Show. Great old song, you know. Another good tune I haven't heard in a long time is Thunderclap Newman. Remember that? Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. Remember that one? That's a good old tune. Kind of reminds you of the 60s, Haight-Ashbury era. You know, glad to be with you on Lightspeed here once a week, you know, and I've been sitting in off and on here at the network, and you need to keep supporting the network, the sponsors, make donations, keep us running, friends, because you got a lot of good people here putting a lot of good time in it. You know, I just appreciate Julie and Mike and everybody, the producers and everyone here, and everybody hanging in there to keep us going. We've got to keep at it. There's no backing down now. You know, we're in for the duration. And speaking of, all right. I know this is going to get a little heavy, but forget everything about the Republic, forget everything about the future, forget everything about, you know, in the immediate future, that is, I'm saying. You know, I want to talk to you about real estate. Real estate, a very important real estate investment, okay? You know, it's not a matter whether you're going to survive or whether you're going to live. What? It's not a matter of whether you're going to survive or whether you're going to live, because you are going to live. You know, you may actually die, but you're going to resurrect from the dead. You're going to live. You're going to live forever. You're going to live forever, regardless of whether you where you live. And that's the question, real estate. Real estate. And you know what they say about real estate? My brother sent me this, and I thought about it. It's really good. It's all about location, location, location. Three things. Location, location, location. Where are you going to live forever? Which location? There's only two, by the way. You've got two choices. And that is the key thing. You know, if you're not quite aware of this, If you still think that there's something that's intellectual that hinders you because you can't kind of wrap your head around it, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to you psychologically, that you don't have facts, you don't have logic, I would encourage you to do an extensive study in prophecy, okay? Because this is where God gets very intellectual. He proves to you from his own word he knows the future. And things are wrapping up just like he said they would. We're getting ready to see the mark of the beast come, friends. You can see it right now. Come on, get on the CBD, the central bank digital currency, CBDC. They're trying to bring this in. Everything's collapsing. Wars and rumors of wars. We're having plagues, famines, and now the earthquakes are getting ready to start in diverse places, friends. The end is not yet, but it's coming. You can see it coming. See, if you start to see the end from where we are right now, and you go back and review the beginning, most of the biblical prophecy, about two-thirds of it, is already in fulfillment. I talked to the man who was the first scientist to identify the Dead Sea Scrolls. I said, how similar is that to what we have today? And he says it's about 99.9% the same text going back to, at the time it was written, around 200 to 300 BC. Now, the books were actually earlier, so they're passed down. But there are several copies of them, and they're all the same. You have the solid consequences of confirmed prophecy. The probability of these things happening by accident is astronomical. You know, I've said this so many times. This is intellect. This is study. This is studying to show yourself approved, a workman who doesn't need to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. It's your location, location, location. That's what you're deciding on, friends. Think it over, please, please, for me. Okay? See you next week. Stay tuned to RBN. We will resume what we're doing here, as long as you're there for us. Bye-bye.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.